and welcome back to the Bug in a Rug podcast. My name is Caitlin.
And I'm Whitney.
And on this episode, we will be going back to our podcast roots.
Our roots. What are our roots?
Serious. We're going to be talking about the C to the R to the Y to the cryptid.
We are singing. We're singing on this one.
Yeah, we are singing. I just wanted it to be all to myself.
I'm so sorry. I stole your spotlight. So we're going back to cryptids. I love cryptids.
Yes, we will be talking about cryptids. Most specifically, we will be talking about the Falk Monster, a.k.a. the Boggy Creek Monster, a.k.a. the Southern Sasquatch, a.k.a. the Jonesville Monster.
Oh, it's the Falk Monster. That's the one that our friend Brian sent in, right?
Yes, Brian sent this in. He left a comment on our iTunes, and he said that this... the story of the Falk Monster used to scare him as a young child. So I thought I'd research it. I thought I'd try to scare you since you are also a young child.
At heart.
And and I'm going to see if I can give you the heebie-jeebies and keep you up at night. But if I can't, you'll probably still sleep as snug as a bug in a rug. But I guess we'll have to find out at the end of this episode.
Time and cryptid stories will only tell.
And I am about to tell one. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm gonna be.
All right.
Again, disclaimer, any jingle jangling in the background is, or howling, apparently. It's related to our feline companions.
I think he's ready for the story.
Are you excited, Cooper?
Nothing.
Stunned silence.
Stunned silence. He's ready. He's waiting patiently. All right.
That was the worst sound I've heard it make in my entire life. Ow! You heard it was a singing episode.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
One evening in the summer of 1971 in Falk, Arkansas, Elizabeth Ford was terrified when she spotted a 7-foot-tall black figure with eyes as red as hot coal lurking near her home. When her husband Bobby and brother-in-law Don returned home from a hunting trip, she told them what she had seen. The two men searched for the creature, and upon finding it, they fired a few shots in its direction. They missed, and the creature retreated into the woods nearby. Unfortunately, the creature returned shortly thereafter. It attacked Bobby Ford, grabbing him by the shoulder and pinning him to the ground. Bobby was able to wrestle himself free. He escaped with just scratches and was treated at the St. Michael Hospital in Texarkana for a case of shock. While he was being treated, the police investigated the crime scene, but all they found were scratches, damages to the home, and 3-toed footprints in the backyard.
Oh, that's all they found. That sounds like a lot of evidence
just
to me.
Just 3-toed footprints and scratches. What it mainly said was it didn't find any blood from the scratches. However, I mean...
Not all scratches bleed.
Yeah, if gashes, it wasn't that bad,
deep
you know.
Wounds. Those are things that bleed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't at the hospital. He was mainly at the hospital for shock, not the scratches.
Not for scratches. Right, which makes sense.
All right, so...
If I got thrown around like that, I'd probably be in shock, too.
Me, too. By a 7-foot-tall creature with eyes as red as hot coal. I would be, too. I'd be in shock.
Yes, absolutely. As red as your sweatshirt.
I am wearing a red sweatshirt right now. So, after this attack, throughout the summer, several sets of footprints were found. The best known were discovered in a soybean field owned by Wiley E. Smith, who was a local gas station operator. So the game warden at the time, Carl Gaylorn, was unable to confirm or deny their authenticity.
Mm.
However, Dr. Frank Scumbaugh, an archaeologist at Southern State College, determined that they were almost certainly a hoax.
Oh. Well, how do you figure that out?
So he thought they were a hoax because, for three main reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, people assumed that this would be footprints of whatever she saw, and so they were thinking, like, a person or a primate, because it walked up on 2 feet.
So, like, a humanoid figure.
Humanoid, yeah. So, he said that all primates and hominids have 5 toes, modern and historical. So, that ruled out any reasoning, because the footprints had 3 toes.
Right.
The area also had no history of primates, which ruled out the creature being remnants of an indigenous species that was in the area.
Okay.
The Falk Monster was also mostly seen at night, while all primates are known to be diurnal.
Which means what?
During the day.
During the day. Okay.
They're up and about during the day. Even though Dr. Frank Scumbaugh said that the footprints were a hoax, this wasn't the only sighting of the monster during this time.
Oh, so it wasn't just one sighting and then footprints popping up everywhere.
No. Sightings had actually been seen since 1834.
What?
Yeah, so 1834, there were kind of reported sightings, but they became really significant in the 1900s. And the first firm sighting that people really think might have, they count this one as the first one, was mm-hmm. in 1908.
Oh, okay.
However, nobody had really heard of this creature before. It wasn't mm-hmm. really famous around these parts until this attack in the summer of 1971. So it became famous in this time because Charles B. Pierce, an Arkansas advertising executive and commercials director, heard of the news. He quickly gathered $160,000 and he shot a film in and around folk in 1972. And then he released it in 1973.
Oh.
And it became so famous, he made about roughly $25 million from the film.
What? In the 70s? That's a lot of money.
It was titled The Legend of the Boggy Creek. So the monster in the movie was made in and around Falk.
Mm-hmm.
But sightings were also seen in the Boggy Creek area, which is also known as like the Jonesville area. So okay. they all kind of run together. Mm-hmm. It's southern Arkansas. That's why it's also known as the Southern Sasquatch. So that's why you'll hear all these names.
Okay, so same creature, just different names depending on what town you might be in.
Exactly, but they're all the same. So the ones that you'll hear the most are the Falk Monster and the Boggy Creek Monster because of these this movie that came out, essentially, is what got it started.
Because the Falk sighting was the first significant sighting, mm-hmm. and then the Boggy Creek was the film based on that.
Yes.
So those are the two more well-known mm-hmm. experiences.
Right, exactly. So this movie wasn't the only thing that kind of got buzz going around it. Tourists and hunters became interested in the Falk Monster because the KAAY Little Rock radio station put out a $1,000 bounty on the creature. So that got people interested in the area and like avid monster hunters, quote unquote, mm-hmm. came to the area to find stuff. Well, also, there was a newspaper journalist named James Powell, and he wrote for the Texarkana Gazette and the Texarkana Daily News. And he was the one who coined Falk Monster. He's kind of the one who came up with the name.
Very unique and original mm-hmm. of him.
Yeah, exactly. So he wrote about it. These newspapers, along with the radio station, along with the movie, you know, had a big boom, and people started mm-hmm. to hear about this monster a lot, so much so that it had three other movies made about it.
Wow.
And it was on several TV shows, including Monsters and Mysteries in America, Finding Bigfoot, Mysteries at the Museum, Monster Quest, Lost Tapes, and Weird Travels.
Holy cow.
So it's been around. It blew up in the 1970s, and mm-hmm. since then, it's gone down a little bit in popularity, but still a lot of people know about it. But like we said before, this was not the first sighting and this was not the last sighting.
Oh, man.
So we said the sighting started in 1908 and they have actually gone all the way up, and the most recent one was in 2018. So all of these sightings are fairly similar. They all describe the same being. They think the Falk Monster is the same creature.
Mm-hmm.
So they describe the creature as being approximately 7 to 8 feet tall, but some people said it was up to 10 feet tall. They say it's approximately 300 to 500 pounds, but it could be up to 800 pounds. Those are outliers,
yeah,
but you know.
Yeah.
They all say that the creature had dark brown or black hair covering the body, dark skin with an ape-like face, a large chest, possibly up to 3 feet wide, extra long arms, and it's always seen walking on two legs.
Hmm.
So most of these stories, people will see the creature either in a field or it'll walk across the road in front of their vehicle or
mm-hmm.
something like that along those lines and just proceed into the forest. So it's always coming to and from a wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these sightings, the creature has not done anything to hurt anyone or attack anyone, but there are slight variations where he has attacked animals. The Legend of the Boggy Creek in the movie, the first movie that came out about it, they actually have people from the town appearing as themselves in it, and they'll describe some of their, you know, stuff that has happened to them and when they saw it.
Their encounters with him.
Mm-hmm. And some people said that they attacked their hogs. So this is the only place that I could find that it actually attacked animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's only mentioned a couple other places, but no specific details. No one's came out and said, there's no, like, account that's like, this is when it happened. They stole my hog.
I see. So it is in the movies, but that could be playing up for theatrics.
Right, that could, right, exactly. I'm not quite sure about that. So I thought I'd read some other sightings. So the first one I have is in 1969. One sighting stated, woman sees an upright ape-like creature twice in the early morning hours. It was first seen eating scraps from a hog pen and later seen licking food remnants from a dog's bowl. She described it as having hair all over its body with a flat brown nose and canine teeth like a dog or a baboon.
Hmm.
So I thought this was interesting also because people said it stole hogs, but then it's just like eating out of a dog's bowl. And my mind would be like, if it's taking hogs, it would probably just eat the hog and not the hog's
right
food.
It almost seems like it's scavenging
right
rather right. than stealing away animals mm-hmm. and preying on things
right yeah that's what I thought too mm-hmm. but I'm not sure. All right, so in the December of 1969, a family of four was driving on Highway 71 north of Falk at night when they spotted what they thought was a man in a fur coat walking towards them on the opposite side of the road.
Macklemore.
Oh, he just came from a thrift store. I'm gonna pop some tags when I got $20 in my pocket. Singing episode.
This is Bug and Rug, the musical.
The musical. It would be a cryptid musical, I'm sure of it.
Absolutely it would.
So it was cold and close to Christmas, so they decided to slow down and offer a ride. As they got closer, they realized it was not a man in a fur coat, but instead some kind of thing covered in hair. As they approached with the bright lights on, the thing stopped and raised its arm to shield the light from its eyes. The arm was, quote, thick, hairy, and muscular. Its body was covered in brown, shaggy hair with long hair over its face. The legs appeared to be, quote, caked in mud from the knees down. Frightened, the family quickly sped off, wondering what they had just seen. So this location would have been close to the Ford property, so where the attack happened later in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. I like that
one. Are we sure it's not Macklemore?
It could be. He could have let himself go, grown a beard.
I don't even know how old he is.
I'm
He's
not
probably
sure.
Not old enough to... I don't know how old he is.
I don't know.
I'm going to look
that.
It up.
I don't know why that has to do with anything, but...
Well, he might not have been born yet.
Oh.
Macklemore's grandfather.
Yeah, he definitely... it's Macklemore's. Where's Macklemore from? Look that up. If he's from Arkansas.
I'm looking. So, Macklemore is only 36 years old. He was born in 1983, so no. And he was born in Kent, Washington.
Don't know. Well, this family could be from Arkansas, I guess. I'm not sure.
Southern relative of Macklemore.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. Sure. Okay, so now we jump to Monday, May 24th, 1971. This is actually a newspaper article. It's called, quote, Monster, unquote, is spotted by Texarkana Group. So this is actually written by Jim Powell, the man who, you know, wrote the famous newspaper articles that gave the Falk Monster its name.
Okay.
So this is one
yeah,
of his
yeah.
articles.
Mr. Powell, we know him.
So he said, the Falk Monster has been seen again. A large hairy creature was spotted about midnight Saturday crossing U.S. Highway 21, 2 miles south of Falk, Arkansas. Mr. and Mrs. D.C. Woods, Jr. and Mrs. R.H. Sedgas, all of Texarkana, who were returning from Shreveport, said the creature crossed the highway in front of their automobile. Quote, it was hunched over and running upright. It had long dark hair and looked real large. It didn't look too tall, but I guess that's because it was bent over. It was swinging its arms kind of like a monkey does. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but there it was. My husband turned to me after it crossed the road and asked me if I saw it too, Miss Wilma Woods said. Miss Woods said, when the creature started across the highway, quote, we were just awed. It was just unbelievable. What we saw, I had been reading about the thing, but thought it was just a hoax. Now I know it's true. It wasn't a bear. It didn't look like anything like a bear, she said. Woods said when he first noticed the creature, he thought it was going to hit it. It was really moving fast across the highway, faster than a man. I thought we were going to hit it. The thing didn't act like it even noticed us. It didn't look at the car. It looked like a giant monkey in a way. It had dark long hair, and I would guess it would weigh well over 200 pounds, he said. Miss Sedgas, who was riding in the back seat of the Woods automobile, said, quote, I heard them say they saw the thing and glanced up. All I saw was a large shadow as it entered the woods to our right. I don't know what it was, but it was something big. Some people don't think there is anything to it, but I do. The creature crossed the highway about 7 miles from where it was seen by members of the Don Ford family May 2nd. The Fords lived about 4 miles north of Falk on U.S. Highway 71. The Fords said they saw a large hairy creature about midnight May 2nd in the field next to their home and shot it about 7 times. The shots didn't seem to have any effect, according to the Fords. Bobby Ford, 25, said the creature attacked him as he was returning to the house after hearing the Ford woman screaming in the large frame farmhouse. Quote, I was waiting up a ladder to get onto the porch when I felt a hairy arm across my shoulder. It pulled me to the ground and then I broke away from it. I ran around to the front door and didn't even take time to open it. I just ran through the door. Ford was treated at St. Michael Hospital for scratches and minor shock and released. Falk Constable Ernest Wayraven, who investigated the incident at the Ford house, said a large hairy creature was spotted in 1963 near the Jonesville community southwest of Falk. Several persons spotted the creature and shot at it. They said the shots didn't have any effect and the creature ran off.
So the constable says that he has heard of other sightings in nearby towns.
Right, this is near Jonesville, so that's why it's also called the Jonesville Monster. Because people at first thought it was two different things, but then after this started happening, they kind of pushed it together and were like, well, it's close enough, maybe it's the same thing.
Right, and everybody's seen a similar being and describing it in a similar way.
Right, exactly. Sorry, that was a very long newspaper article, but I thought it was very important.
I was intrigued. I was enthralled.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one because it had the two separate accounts, you know, eyewitnesses, and then it kind of describes it again. Everybody describes it the same. So, I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting.
I agree.
So, I have another newspaper article. So, this is from Tuesday, November 27th, 1973. So 2 years later.
2 years later. Okay.
So the title is Non-Believer at Falk Spots, quote, Monster in Cow Pasture. Orville Scoggins, a farmer who has scoffed at tales of a Falk monster, said he, his son, and grandson saw the creature in his field Sunday morning. He said the, quote, monster was about 4 feet tall, stood upright, and had long pitch black hair. There were so many reports last year of a strange creature in the area that a legend about the folk monster was born. A Texarkana filmmaker made a successful movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek, about the sightings. Scoggins, 67, told Folk Constable Ernest Wellraven that the three were helping one of his cows deliver a calf about 7:30 a.m. when he heard several cows bellowing. I looked up to see what the noise was, and there it was, about 100 yards away, walking to the east, he said. The field where the creature allegedly was sighted is about 4 miles east of Folk and about half a mile south of the Rocky Mound Church, Wellraven said. Several tracks were found near the spot where Scoggins said he saw the creature. The tracks reportedly had a span of about 5.5 inches in diameter and were 40 inches apart. The owner and manager of Boggy Creek Cafe at Folk, Billy Williams, who is a friend of Scoggins, said Orville was always one of our worst believers. He always made fun of the Folk monster.
Oh, and now he's seen it for himself.
And now he's seen it for himself. Yes, exactly. So they're still seeing it. Again, it's described, you know, the same thing, the same description, same area. So it's very near Falk, which, you know, all in the same region of Arkansas.
Right, yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting. So in 1986, you know, we jump up more than 10 years. A local landowner was driving a representative from a brewing company to a wheat field located on his property. Upon reaching the back gate, the landowner stopped the truck and got out to unlock it. At that point, he noticed a tall, hair-covered figure walking towards them approximately 80 to 100 yards away. When the creature saw the men, it immediately turned and headed towards the trees near Boggy Creek.
Oh, man. Well, it sounds like he's not necessarily confrontational, except for on one occasion.
Yeah, none of the other stories... Now, the stories that I read from the site, they were very brief, so there might be more that are more in-depth, but a lot of them are like, we were driving, and we saw the creature, we were in our home, and we saw the creature from afar. None of them really, besides Bobby, Dawn, and Elizabeth, you know, Ford's, was they got attacked by it. Again, there were some mentions of people's hogs being stolen or taken, but never a person.
Right. I almost wonder if... I'd be interested to see the chain of events because I wonder if she saw the creature and she screamed and then it while her husband was running to protect her from the creature might have been trying to protect her from her husband, yeah. not knowing what she was screaming about.
True.
I don't know how sentient this being is, but I mean...
He's a hero in fur. Not a cape. He doesn't
He's
need a
the
cape.
Hero we need, not the hero we deserve.
Yeah.
It is Macklemore.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So in 2011... While driving in the early evening, a husband and wife see a strange bipedal creature run across the road and disappear into the woods. They described it as being about 6 feet tall and very stout with huge legs and feet. It was covered in reddish-brown hair that had dirt and debris stuck to it. The husband promptly stopped the vehicle, at which time the couple could smell a rancid stench coming in through the open car windows.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. But, I mean, if he lives in the woods, probably doesn't shower that often.
Well, probably doesn't shower at all, but maybe
it could get in a creek or something.
Yeah. I'm sure it bathes once in a blue moon.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and so I thought I'd actually put the newest sighting in there.
Oh, you said 2018?
Yep, so this is October of 2018, so about a year ago. Two female witnesses were driving north on Rural Highway 71 in the early evening when they saw a large upright figure run across the road in approximately four strides. As they passed by in their car, they could see it running down the middle of the road, which runs perpendicular to the highway. They quickly turned around, but by the time they got back to the side of the road, the figure was already out of sight. Whatever it was moving quickly and with great agility.
Ooh, agility points.
Yeah.
We went from being very big to very big and hairy to very big, hairy, and muscular with a thick arm. To muddy, to stinky, to agile.
To agile. He's got all these great traits about him.
What a list.
Great traits.
We're, you know, you've put together a pretty big case file on not only description, but different sightings that are...
There's a lot of sightings. These are, like, just a few. There's a lot of sightings. But again, a lot of them are very similar, so I didn't want to keep repeating myself.
No, but what I'm saying is you've put together a stack, and the stack is so much bigger than what we've talked about here, and it just kind of adds evidence to the truth of this
right
creature existing.
Right, exactly. So that comes to the question, well, if all these people have seen it, what is it? What does it sound like?
I mean, I believe in cryptids, so to me it's a creature. I mean, it's some kind of creature, most likely not. It's one that we're familiar with.
Maybe, maybe not. So some people think it's just Bigfoot. Like another Bigfoot.
Oh, well, I mean, yes, that's a cryptid and just a Bigfoot that's in Arkansas.
Okay, right, so a sure. lot of people are like, okay, so it's another Bigfoot. Bigfoot's been seen plenty of places, plenty of states. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of people say, I don't think it's Bigfoot because most quote-unquote footprints that have been recovered from Bigfoot have... five toes.
Oh, see? And I was wondering about that, because Bigfoot's said to be more humanoid,
mm-hmm.
more human-shaped, rather than having, like, an ape-like stance.
Right. So, a lot of people are like, well, it's close, but it has three toes, it's not quite the same thing.
Right. Different.
We're not so sure.
This probably isn't Bigfoot on vacation. It's mm-hmm. probably another variation of a creature.
So, here we go. Is it a type of Bigfoot? Is it a variation of a Bigfoot? So some people, big Bigfoot believers, which
the
I have
big
really
Bigfoot believers.
Like not dove into this side of Bigfoot before, but I believe in it. Kind of makes sense to me.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of animals.
Mm-hmm.
So Bigfoot as a creature could have different geographical locations due to migratory patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So if Bigfoot was a species and they traveled a lot, that might be why it's all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be why it came to Arkansas.
Sure.
That doesn't quite explain still the three toes to five toes. So some people think that when they came to Arkansas, it was a very secluded area,
mm-hmm.
which led to Bigfoot inbreeding, which led to malformation of toes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you could say that, or you could just say it was a different... adaptations to the environment.
Mm-hmm. And as they bred, it kind of changed three toes to, you know, five toes, three toes, three toes, five toes. Who knows which came first? Chicken or the egg? Three
maybe
toes, five toes.
It was a five-toed Bigfoot, and it just lost two of its toes.
Oh, maybe two toes were cut. Yeah, but then the foot would probably look weird, right? Not weird, but there'd be like a space with no toe.
All I'm saying is, he's on the road a lot. Who's to say he hasn't gotten his toes run over by a car at some point?
That's true. He is on the road a lot. You're right. You're absolutely right. So, some other people also think it might be the Honey Island Swamp Monster. So, the Honey Island Swamp Monster is a humanoid cryptid seen in Louisiana. It's been seen there since 1963. So many descriptions are similar to Bigfoot and to the Falk Monster. However, the Honey Island Swamp Monster is also thought to have three toes, but the three toes are webbed. So some people are like, well, it could be whatever the Honey Island Swamp Monster is. They could be the same thing, or they all three could be the same thing, just different variations from where they live. Like you said, adaptations to the environment.
It sounds like Bigfoot and the Honey Island Swamp Monster got together. And they had themselves a child.
Could you imagine Cryptid Maury?
Cryptid's going on Maury.
Cryptid Jerry Springer?
Bigfoot, you are the father.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh my gosh, what made you come out of seclusion? Well, I just gotta prove to him he's the daddy. There's too much lies and speculation in our lives as it is.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be insane.
Someone should make that. We should make that. Team.
Team.
We have it. Team. It's ours. can't do that. Just
Cryptid Maury. No, I don't think we can use Maury's name.
Oh, that's true.
Cryptid paternal tests. We're going to workshop the name.
We'll come back to it. So, a final theory is that it is just a black bear.
What?
So, many people think that the Falk Monster is just a black bear. So, the size, they say this because the size is close to a black bear. If a black bear was standing on its hind legs, you know, height and weight would be similar.
He walk around on two legs like that. Running across a road.
That's my thought. Bears aren't going to run across a road on two legs.
No.
That's my thought. Also, there's no DNA evidence to support that it is a black bear. So if it is, well, hear me out. If it is a black bear, you're probably going to find hair, bones, feces,
You would find signs of black bears in the same area you're finding these footprints and having sightings.
Right. And some of these sightings are actually from hunters in the area. And so they are kind of offended at the thought that somebody would think that it's... they wouldn't know what a black bear is. But also, there are so many, like... when you look, and I'll, like, post sources, but when you look at it, like, there's no way that all these people mistook a black bear as a monster. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
There's no way that there are this many people confusing a black bear with what is now known to be the Falk Monster.
Right, exactly.
And especially if you're a hunter, you know, you've grown up maybe even hunting bears.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, oh, no, you just saw a bear. Excuse me?
Excuse me?
I don't think so.
Know what a black bear is. Honey. Know what a black bear is. Honey. I know what it is. Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm offended, and I don't even hunt.
I'm offended, and I've seen a black bear once, so.
Yeah, I don't think that I would mistake it for anything.
No.
And I've only seen them maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm leaning towards a Bigfoot. Bigfoot's cousin?
It's in the family.
They're part of the family tree. It just broke off a while ago.
So it's just a different branch.
Different branch.
Bigfoot's a different branch from us as humans.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Falk Monster and the Louisiana Honey Island Swamp Monster is another branch.
Right.
I don't know. I wanted to call him the Honeysuckle Monster.
Honey Boo Boo?
The Louisiana Honey Boo Boo Swamp Monster. That's not right at all.
It's close. It's fine. Yeah. All right. That's pretty much the end of the story. So, do you think the Falk Monster is going to creep in your window and keep you up at night? Or you think you're going to be able to Sleep as snug as a bug in a rug.
Well, as far as the window goes, what do you think his vertical is? Because we do live on the third floor.
I mean, he could be up to 10 feet tall, so...
Yeah, but how high can he jump?
If he gets a running start, I don't know. He's pretty agile.
Oh, shoot. They did say he was agile.
He's agile.
Well, now I'm a little nervous.
Which I don't think that means your vertical is going to be higher, but he could climb pretty good, I think.
If he can reach our balcony railing.
Yeah.
Well, fake balcony railing.
Yeah, he's in.
I'm kind of nervous. We'll have to lock the door tonight. I don't know if that will stop him, though. No, I'm a little bit nervous. Mostly because I think of all the cryptids we've talked about, although I am a believer, this one seems to have the most evidence to support it.
Most sightings, I think, for
right,
sure.
Right, the most number of sightings and the most people, probably the longest span of time.
That's true, yeah.
That people have been seeing him, so this is a, this guy's really been at it for a while. He's an expert cryptid.
Yeah.
If there is such a thing.
He's an expert cryptid. he's also an expert at staying a cryptid. Nobody's been able to find him.
Right, nobody's been able to discover him. What he is, and he's very mysterious. He's good at being mysterious.
Yeah.
Sneakery and agility are things he has a lot of points in.
He's a rogue.
He's a rogue.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Stealing pigs.
Yeah. Rogues steal pigs. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
But no, I mean, I think that he is in Arkansas, and even if he's in Louisiana, for the most part, he's not near here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we keep talking about ones that, like, are far away, so I, like, don't worry about it.
So I can sleep a little bit better at night, but I think if I were to ever go through that area, I would definitely be concerned and have my eyes peeled for...
Well, if you do go through there, you should go through there on June. Well, this was this year. June sometime, because they actually have a Falk Monster Festival.
Oh my gosh. We're just planning next year out completely. You know, we're going to Enfield in October to see the Enfield Horror. And then in June, I guess we're going to Falk, yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah. So... The Falk Monster Festival will feature presentations on the subject of the Falk Monster and Bigfoot. It has guided bus tours. Several of the actors who starred in the original Legend of Boggy Creek movie, plus special guests, Charles B. Pierce's daughter, the guy who directed the Legend of Boggy
Creek.
That's
really cool.
Yep, there's speakers, vendors. Okay, so if you do get there, there are several sites that you can visit that have to do with the Falk Monster. So, one famous one is the Monster Mart. It's just a convenience store, but it also has souvenirs and, like, pizza and historical Falk Monster items. But it's kind of famous because the top of it is, like, looks like the Falk Monster is, like, holding the sign. You know
is
what I mean? It's, like,
his
bust and then, like, yeah, it's, like, his bust and, like, two arms around it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I did see that. So there's the Miller County Historical Museum. So there's artifacts about the Falk Monster and also his history about the area. But, I mean, that's a big part of it. So that has to do with it. People also go to see the Ford House where it happened, where the attack happened.
It's probably part of the bus tour.
Yeah, there's also, probably, because there's also places on here, historical sites that were in the movie that you can visit as well.
Oh,
so
okay,
a lot
yeah.
of the festival, I think, has to do with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's places to go to where you can see, you know, just in general, the Falk Monster. You don't have to go, like, during the
festival
itself.
But why,
that
wouldn't,
but why wouldn't you? Exactly. Although, the festival is small. Because I think they just do, like, little showings and... Because it's a lot of speakers and stuff, so they don't have seats for, like, everybody.
But so we need to get tickets
We need to get
time?
Tickets now, is what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm totally down to go. This sounds like a really awesome experience. Small town blows up in popularity because of a creature that some people think is a bear.
But he's not a bear.
He's not a bear. Not I'm a bear. Saying some people are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And don't want to believe.
And don't, but they should.
They should believe in Macklemore. I mean the Falk
Monster. I mean the Falk Monster. Macklemore is real. That one we know for sure. Maybe.
Did you just
I've
say
never met him.
Macklemore.
Have you ever seen Macklemore and the Falk Monster in the same room at the same time?
No.
You get what
Proof.
I'm saying?
I swear you said Macklemore, which is like Macklemore and the Falk Monster put together.
I mean, maybe.
They're
maybe
becoming one.
They're becoming one entity.
If they weren't already.
There you go. So that's pretty much the end of my story. If you want to look up anything else about the Falk Monster, there is actually a website, www.falkmonster.net, FOUKEMONSTER.net. And this thing's really interesting because it has a little bit about the Falk Monster, and then it has some links over to the side, and one of them is sightings. And so there's a list of all, not all of the sightings, but a majority of the sightings, and it tries to update, you know, when new sightings appear. So 2018's at the top, and it says new, because that's a new one that just popped up. So if you're really interested in it, that's where I found stories of the sightings. It has descriptions of what people saw. It only starts in 1908, though. There were some before that, but like I said, they weren't on record famous enough for people to, like, have documentation
probably,
of it.
Yeah, they were probably word-of-mouth stories, not necessarily,
documented. They, most of the ones that were in the before 1900s were just a hairy, wild man, quote-unquote, was terrorizing the town. Not terrorizing, just running around the town. That's pretty much what it was. And then you get into stories. But if you want to read any of those, that's where you can go. But I'll also post these sources on our website, bugandarug.podbean.com. You can always go there to find any of our sources. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our Instagram and Twitter are at BIAR Podcast. If you search Bug in a Rug on Facebook, you can find, like our page, join it. You can see our pictures there on Instagram, you know. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean. And, you know, reach out to us. We'll always answer your direct messages or your emails at biarpodcast@gmail.com. Any of them. Please, send us stuff. We'll talk to you.
I have a theory.
Okay.
And I don't know if you can cut this out and put it back in before you've plugged all of our things.
I can, so I don't know why you said that.
Just because. I think that this is a person with hypertrichosis.
Is that the really hairy people?
Yes, it's when you have what they call werewolf syndrome, where you have excessive hair growth all over your body.
You know where I learned about that?
Where?
On Ripley's Believe It or Not on TV. Yeah, that's where I learned about that.
I mean, that's a fun, factual show. But I just wonder if, I think it's just another possibility, since the original sightings were of an extremely hairy man running around the town, they may have just thought it was somebody with this condition.
And he felt so excluded that he lived in the woods. But a woman came and loved him, and they had a family, but then they inbred because nobody wanted to look like them because they're so hairy, and that's why they only have three toes.
I thought you were going to say then a woman came and loved him after he locked her father away in a tower and she traded places with him. Beauty and the Beast.
I was going with Shrek.
Oh.
And I was like, that is not right.
Oh, because they lived in a swamp.
Well, okay. Well, the dad locked the daughter in the tower, but then she swapped with the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking of.
But then they lived in the swamp.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is
Shrek is based off the Falk Monster.
The Falk Monster's an ogre. A hairy ogre.
Maybe.
A hoger. Wait, what?
What? I think that's enough. It's time to go to bed.
Okay, but anyway, we love to hear from you guys. If you want to be like Brian and have your suggestion become a topic on our podcast, thank you again, Brian, and thank you to anybody else who wants to send in ideas.
Yeah, or who already has. We have a couple others who've sent stuff in. So.
Right. If you already have, we have you on the list. If you haven't already and you think you have a great idea, send it our way.
Yep. So, we hope that this didn't scare you too much and that you'll sleep as snug as a bug in a rug. But as for now, we will be signing off. My name is Kaylin.
I'm Whitney.
Bye.
Good night. Sleep tight.